Electronic every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September 18th. Hi, I'm your host, Skylar James.
And I'm your host, Abby Boatwright.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit. Welcome back to another Sky's the Limit week. Halfway through September now.
Yep.
That's a little scary.
I know. School's in full swing. We're still holding on to that summer, I feel like, a little bit.
But I feel like, yeah, we're still holding on. Abby and I are pre-recording this. We're not in studio live this week because I am in Toronto at the Sweat Tour with Troye Sivan and Charlie XCX and Shy Girl. Which is very exciting.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to hear about it.
I'm very excited, but we have figured, what have we not done so far this year, a style of music that we both like, that sort of goes with the beginning of fall. This is going to be like late summer, early fall, laid back folk Americana.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, there's some country influence, a little bit of rock influence, the like early, not early, but the folk rock era when it was sort of at its height, you know, late 60s, early 70s.
So, yeah. Abby definitely spearheaded this show. So if you're an Abby music fan, the next hour is going to be great for you.
But we've also packed it with new things.
We have.
Quite a few new things that we've tried to match with that genre.
Exactly. Do you want to intro the first song?
Sure. We're going into America by Simon and Garfunkel.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, this shipping seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said. I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for.
When we were young, but now to cry, yeah. over you has begun. There's our time. There's our time. Time in the sun.
The sun. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is from Jeremy's upcoming album titled Our Time in the Sun, the title track off of his upcoming record there. And I'm very excited for his upcoming album.
Me too. I'm a huge Jeremy fan since we saw him live. I liked him before, but seeing him live is such an experience. So if you're able to do that, I highly recommend it.
Highly recommend. Yeah, this album, he went down to Nashville, produced it with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, who he's now signed to their record label. And I'm just so excited for him. I feel like he's finally getting sort of the recognition in the Americana community that I've wanted him to get for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. It's pretty sick for him. Our next track is one of an artist that you've seen live recently.
Actually, yeah, actually, just this year as well. Yeah, that's kind of interesting because I saw Jeremy for the first time, and then I also saw Neil Young for the first time, which mm-hmm.
and
Crazy Horse.
And Crazy Horse. Can't forget. Crazy Horse.
There's a little anecdote that at the concert, he didn't speak very much, but he would always lean into the mic when a song ended to go, Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse.
To make sure they got their applause, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great time seeing Neil Young. Very, very fun. I say it like my first time seeing Neil Young, but of course it would be my first time, but I'm very glad I got to go.
Yeah. It sounded great.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was at Budweiser. It was so nice. He even commented on how nice the sky looked and everything, and yeah, had a
cute.
Great time.
I love Budweiser. I know some people hate it, but I love that venue just because it's Toronto's like only outside music venue except for RBC Echo Beach, but mm-hmm. I hate the sand. So
yeah, so there you go.
One of my favorite Neil Young and Crazy Horse songs, this is Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere.
I think I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from the state of day running around.
I think about back home. It's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. This is nowhere. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Oh. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Horse with No Name by America. I personally love that track, and my dad told me that it was one of his mom's favorites, which is also great.
That's cute.
Yeah, she died before I was born, but I've learned that we have very similar music tastes, which has been kind of a cool thing. So I love when I am playing a song that I really like, and my dad will go, hey, that was one of my mom's favorites.
That's cool.
So this was, actually, I got a new guitar for Christmas that I love, and this was the first song I just started, like, noodling around playing on it, and that's when he told me that, so.
Sick. Yeah. That's really cool, actually, how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's in your blood.
Yeah, like, genuinely.
Love for America. The band.
Yeah.
The band. Not the country. Well, and the band. So America the band, America the song by Simon and Garfunkel.
That's true. I just put that all together. Yeah.
And then America the band, but not the band.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also like the band very, very much.
Yeah.
And they're coming up at some point, too.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Wow. That was a great conversation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk about folk music, and I can't even keep it all straight. I don't know. This next track is a track that I introduced you to. One of my favorite Canadian artists of, like, this time zone. I was going to say this time zone. That doesn't make any sense. Of right now, one of my favorite Canadian artists. I've been listening to her music for a few years now. And she's just overall great. She makes some great bedroom pop, great folk inspired pop. And she's really doing well in the internet scene, which makes me very happy. One of her newest singles here, Cassidy Mann with Orlando Earrings.
You brought me jewelry home from your trip. Orlando earrings and thunderstorm lips. I wore them out to a date with a friend. She's going through something. You're gone again. If you hear I cry on your chest. We talked till we had no energy left. The highest of highs, the lowest of lows. Spending my time wondering where it all. Sleep in your bed, alone in my clothes. Must be a secret here, everyone knows. Deal me the cards and I'll swallow. Last month we went sailing, we dove off a boat. Sat with your parents and it felt like home. But now I'm having thoughts about running away. And you're calling me back, asking if I'm okay. Everyone knows. Deal me the cards.
the band there with Whispering Pines. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I don't have, I mean, I like that song.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on the song. Good. I don't know it well enough to like actually speak about it.
Well, it's a good album overall. It's from what people call the Brown album.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the self-titled The Band album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So not the band, but the band, the band's album, the band.
Exactly.
Yeah. Super simple.
In common terms. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that song in particular, we were just talking about experiences live. I actually saw, I think we've talked about them plenty of times.
I've definitely
before,
talked, and you've about talked about them. About yeah. Them.
Like the band Miss Henry, who also tours as Chess Fever when they're playing the band's music.
Mm-hmm. And they're a band cover band.
Yes. But they did a show for the Brown album, which was fun. And so they played this, of course, and it was a great time. It was like the one sort of acoustic part of their set. They sat down on stools and, mm-hmm. and played this, and everyone sang along, and it was a really good,
yeah,
good memory.
That's sick.
So.
Was that the one at Massey Hall?
No, this was the one. Well, I think it was also played at Massey Hall during mm-hmm. the last waltz, but this was.
Oh, yes, that was the
last
waltz.
Yeah, it definitely would have been. But this was just an independent show they did in Toronto.
Oh, which, sick. Yeah, because we got to see them as Mrs. Henry.
As Chest Fever. Yes.
At the mansion in Kingston. I want to see them as Mrs. Henry, though, because I like their.
That was part of why I went to the show in Toronto, actually. I forgot to say it. I was like, well, it was just Chest Fever, but it was Mrs. Henry opened for Chest Fever.
That's sick.
Then they walked off, changed their outfits, and came back as Chest Fever and played the set. And it was such a fun time. Like, I had so much fun, and I got to talk to all of them after. And I told Skylar the story. It had been almost a year, and they had remembered me from the Kingston show and said, were you the person in Kingston? I said, actually, yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
so I had a great chat with all of them. And and they have their new rock opera that mm-hmm, just came out in the summer. So if you look up Miss Henry, you'll find that and their other pieces. And if you look up Chess Fever, they'll find some recordings they've done.
Of the band's
music.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I like going to see music artists that are a little funky.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little different.
Yeah, we kind of found them by accident.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard of them before, even though I'm a huge fan of the band and I come from where some of the members are from. Mm-hmm. So there's a big connection to where I grew up. And but now I'm glad that I know about them and I've been able to see them and continue to see them.
Yeah. The rock opera got a lot of listens out of me when I was like just chilling on my dock this summer.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. It was good dock music.
It became a dock opera for you.
Yeah.
The dock rock opera.
The dopra. That dopra is crazy. I feel like we just keep talking about people that we've seen live, but this next artist we also
saw
live this year. Earlier this year we actually saw him in Montreal, which was a weird place to see him. I'm talking about Noah Kahan. It was just interesting because I always think of Noah Kahan about like, I don't know, like rural English, you know, stereotypical
Vermont,
American.
It's the season of the sticks.
Yeah. And then we saw him in Montreal and everyone was talking about Noah Kahan in French, which was blowing my mind.
That was happening. Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? But I had a great time. I mean, I'm not like the biggest Noah Kahan fan ever, but I had a great time. We were front row in the nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm. It was so fun. We stood like the whole time. And
yeah.
Of course, for me, that was like one of the biggest concert experiences I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I had never experienced a like whole stadium singing mm-hmm. every song. So for me, that was a cathartic experience, truthfully, because I had never like sensed something like that before.
Yeah.
So that was really cool to be a part of.
Yeah. And I think there are some artists just in general where it's like the recorded music is one thing, but then their live experience, them performing live, is a whole other thing, but also experiencing it with a bunch of other people. And I think that Noah Kahan is one of those music artists that are touring right now that it's so different experiencing his music with other people.
I agree with you
in this sort of certain space and in a big stadium
mm-hmm.
in Montreal. It was just so, it was so wild to me. Anyways, all of that to say, Noah Kahan has been on some massive tours over the past couple of years and he finally released a live album just a couple of weeks ago. Just a couple of weeks ago. Live from Fenway Park. And so Abby has chosen a song from it. Do you have any preamble to the song, or we'll just...
I just know that this is one that I think is going to be on a new album. He's working on some new things, but mm-hmm. this, he started playing live, and a lot of people resonated with it having, typical to his songs, like a general message, but also hit people in specific ways, yeah. too. So I thought we would put this on as a new Noah song, even though it's on an album that was from live in the past.
But, yeah. So Noah Kahan here, live from Fenway Park. This is Pain is Cold Water.
I'm the tall glass of water you lost in your kitchen. I'm casually cruel like a senior prediction. Most likely to leave at the sign of a fork in the road. You look just like your father as the news was delivered. Cut a hole in my heart that bled into my liver. I miss being alone when it didn't mean being alone. And if love was contagious, I might be immune to it. Pain's like cold water, your brain just gets used to it. Try to keep swimming, keep Dad's good word in my mouth. But they're fighting like dogs in the town across the river. Over a brand new crosswalk that won't matter. Come back to Lord. Sometimes folks just need something to be angry about. You ain't me back. These days, in some ways, I'm damn lucky to be here. Or the miners stayed in them good old days. Yes, real men used to sleep here. Oh, those roadside graves for my friends still lay. I walk by just to weep here. They say killing time ain't a homicide, but a prayer for a leap year.
Once a bunch of times I took it too hard. Everything you told me, I took it apart. I pulled you in, I pushed you out, right from the start. I was leaving before I'd arrived. Eyes magnetic, red mold of red flame, stopping the traffic, all six lanes. Calling me baby, barely saying my name, but I was leaving before I'd arrived. Half a margarita, have a little dance. Let's find I am the demons and give peace a chance. On a Tuesday in August, I was holding your hand. Wednesday in August, I was playing with my band. Thursday in August, I was making a plan. Then I shut like a shutter Friday. Your lips are electric like lightning and rain. Your tastes are eclectic, multigrain. You pull on my shoestrings and you open my brain. Sit out.
forgot. You can cheer me up and calm me down. You know the spot. You say, honey, won't you stay a little while? And you can make me smile just by looking around. You take me to the invisible. I'll stand found where I can find a sweater. We can flapjack a dime. We can waffle a tickle. French toast wine. We can take in bacon, sunshine. Tee off with a coffee and a tan. Half a margarita, half a little dance. Let's find dime the demons and give peace a chance. Let's find dime.
Adrian Lenker there with Once a Bunch. That is Adrian Lenker's newest single. It wasn't on her newest album, and I don't even think she's releasing a deluxe version of her newest album, but it just kind of appeared as a single one day. She was like, hey guys, just released a single. So I love it. I wish it was kind of on the album, right. Because if it was on the album, it would have been one of my favorites from it. But yeah, absolute vibes from Adrian Lenker this year.
Yeah, I didn't know much about her, I'll be honest, but I'm obsessed now with the new album and her previous stuff too.
Yeah, and because we keep talking about seeing people live, yeah, I'm seeing her live in November.
And I'm jealous.
I'm so excited. Next up, we have an artist that has sort of followed me around for a while. I really, really loved his 2006 album, Till the Sun Turns Black, and I just remember listening to songs off of that album when I was a child, and then he's just sort of been around for me. I just found his first album from 2004, Trouble, at a thrift store, and I've been re-experiencing it. I'm talking about Ray Lamontagne. I can't pronounce his last name, if you didn't know who I was talking about. And he just released a new folk rock album earlier this year in August. And I absolutely love it. Very, like, down-tempo vibes. Very, like, end of the night. But super comforting and not super sad.
Right,
I'm absolutely. Just super, yeah, I'm really into it. One of my favorite songs from it, Ray Lamontagne here with And They Called Her California.
I've been searching my mind. I need a place to hide. It gets so hard to find. I've been searching my faces look so strange. All the rooms have changed. Searching my life somewhere in the past, nothing ever lasts. I've been searching your eyes.
so hard to breathe in your eternity.
Beside me, we can make it if we try.
Joni Mitchell, Cactus Tree. So we've been talking about people that we got to see live.
Oh, here we go.
And I did get to see Joni Mitchell when she played with Brandy at the Gorge. Mm-hmm. And I didn't listen to the song or this Joni album a lot. It's her first one. But once I saw her perform it live, I just got a whole new respect for it. And now it's one of my favorites. I think it's so beautiful. But we're getting close to the end of the show now. And we're going to continue on with some new stuff.
We're winding it down with this song.
From the Twister soundtrack. Great summer movie. Hey, it was actually an excellent summer movie. And
sorry,
if you haven't seen it.
Glenn Powell makes me laugh.
I recommend that you watch it. That was such a good summer movie.
It
did something for country music. I think it was well used country music. But here we have Song While You're Away, Tyler Childers.
Up in your nephew's room, playing on his cousin's guitar, I wrote a song for you. Done drove off with everything I need, my box and my tumbleweed. I picked it up on the way to Flagstaff years ago. I was hanging on to everything you had the grace to show. You were young and you were hungry. Lord knows was hungry too. We were both flat out starving for something worthwhile to lose. To your hometown, I wrote a song for you. Thinking of the way we met, a girl home from school and a boy just passing through. I got a job as a cup man at a house just down the road.
Dark red wine. child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way, and he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A quiet man of music denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and come to know so well.
Song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader.
Dan Fogelberg, leader of the band. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That brings us to the end of our show tonight. Really winding it down there, but we've played some pretty upbeat music the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to give people some variety. It's the start of fall, you know?
End of summer,
start of fall. I don't know, I feel iffy about this time of year, but listening to music that fits with it sometimes makes me feel better about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That song that just played is another one of my like favorite songs, and I remember it in this time because I saw and heard it for the first time played by someone at an outdoor concert at the end of the summer, and I went and looked up the song after and found it, and
yeah
so that's a nice area to kind of close out with this song and the next one.
It is. As always, follow us on Instagram at Sky's the Limit CFRC. We post weekly updates on what our theme is going to be for that day. Going to finish off with another song from the Twisters soundtrack by Nolan Taylor. This is Driving You Home.
Open the door, I'm driving you home. Maybe we'll talk, maybe we won't. Not gonna leave you out in the cold. You're driving off with me on the hood. I couldn't have done that, I guess that you could. Maybe I hold on more than I should. Maybe you're too. Driving you home. We were so close, but we were just kids. I never knew the things that you did. Just growing up fast and living with it. Followed you wherever you went, but I can't go down that road again. Just 'cause you said I was your only friend. Maybe you're too far gone.
Saturday, September 21st, two perennial powerhouse programs in the OUA will go toe-to-toe at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Your Queens Gaels will host the Guelph Griffins. Last year, the Gaels and the Griffins waged war in a classic contest that went down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gaels stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.